On July 21st, Bloomberg Philanthropies, funded by New York City Mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg, announced a gift of $50 million made to the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, an effort which has successfully blocked the building of 153 proposed coal-fired power plants in the U.S. since 2002. With Bloomberg's gift, the Sierra Club will be able to double their staff to almost 200 employees and expand their campaign from 14 to 45 states, including the District of Columbia. The environmental group's next phase in their campaign will focus on shutting down existing coal plants while proposing cleaner alternatives. The main thrust of the Sierra Club's drive is to reduce the impacts on climate change from burning coal, which produces large amounts of carbon dioxide. The campaign will also focus on public education, on how coal is destroying the communities where it's mined, as well as the health hazards to those living downwind of operating coal plants. Coal currently provides 45% of the electricity used in the U.S. and produces more than a third of the greenhouse gases. Like many environmental groups, the Sierra Club is targeting their grassroots organizing on local state campaigns, given the fact that the GOP-controlled House of Representatives is staunchly opposed to federal legislation limiting greenhouse gases. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Bruce Nillis, Deputy Conservation Director of the Sierra Club, who talks about how the campaign will put Bloomberg's gift to work.
The work really began in 2002, 2003, responding to a rush to build a bunch of new coal-fired power plants. That work is largely over, and we've stopped to date 153 proposed, i.e. new, coal plants. Only one proposed coal plant has broken ground since November of 2008, and we're basically down to a handful of states where there's any new projects proposed. Beginning 2010, we had been shifting our efforts to retiring existing coal plants. There's about 520 existing coal plants. And really digging into and supporting at the community level folks who have been suffering from the consequences of these old coal plants, whether it's air pollution, whether it's families in Kentucky who are getting coal ash blowing all over their houses and their kids having acute asthma problems, and helping community by community, plant by plant, retire and replace those coal plants with clean energy. So with Bloomberg Philanthropy's major gift, we will be able to expand this work from Washington to Florida and California to Maine. We get regular requests from local community members who are suffering from their neighboring coal plant or their neighboring coal ash pond or nearby coal mining projects. This gift allows us to support them, to help empower them and elevate and demand something be done to address the problems that they're facing from coal. And that obviously allows us to have the discussion about it's time to get these coal plants retired. And we have a very aggressive goal of, over the next 10 years, retiring one-third of the coal fleet.
When you say replace them with clean energy, what does that mean? Is part of your project to get clean energy sources actually up and running?
Exactly. And it's in large part a recognition that these coal plants are not going to be able to retire unless we actually have enough electricity coming from alternate sources. And so that requires us to make sure and be advocating for and secure investments, major investments, in clean energy. And what we would like to see is that the bulk of it is wind and solar with some geothermal and large amounts of energy efficiency.
You didn't mention natural gas. Does that mean that's not part of the mix that you're promoting?
We are cognizant that natural gas needs to be at least for the next 10 or 20 years. While we're scaling up renewables, will be part of the picture. Our goal is to minimize natural gas as much as possible.
What about gas from horizontal hydraulic fracturing or fracking, which is more problematic than the old vertical gas wells?
That's exactly why we want to see as little natural gas as possible.
Bruce Nillis, can you say more about how your campaign actually promotes clean energy?
Well, they're actually two sides of the same coin, because the regulators who are charged with ensuring reliability of our electricity grid are not going to allow coal plants to come offline unless we have something else producing electricity. And so there are a variety of venues and ways to secure large amounts of clean energy. As you probably know, there's been a lot of work in the past with dozens of states that have renewable energy standards, which mandate clean energy get to scale. So you have states like California with a 33% requirement, Colorado 30%, Minnesota 25%, aggressive standards up and down the East Coast. So pushing and getting in place policies requiring a certain percentage come from clean energy is one way. The other is, as we are engaged in the various regulatory proceedings around retiring a coal plant, there is the opportunity to both engage with the regulators and the owner of an old coal plant to talk about what the alternatives could be and to shape what those alternatives would be. So they don't turn around and propose a new coal plant, but they, in fact, are proposing something we like. So there's a variety of different venues, whether it's new state policies, it can be at the city level. I don't know if you saw San Antonio just announced it was shutting down its coal plant and building 400 megawatts of solar. That was a part of advocacy by our local activists.
They could do it. San Antonio has a lot of sun, and Texas also has a lot of wind.
Texas has a lot of wind. Every state in the union except for Alaska has huge solar potential. Germany last year installed 9,000 megawatts, which is nine times more than the U.S. installed last year. Germany has less solar potential than any state in the union except for Alaska. So this is not because the technology doesn't work in even our most northern states, again, Alaska excepted. And so if you look at where we're seeing solar development, obvious place, California. But you're also seeing significant development in New Jersey and beginning to see some progress in New York. And why New Jersey, New York? Is because New Jersey has good solar policies. And so getting the right policies in place, we think, is critical. And the other great thing about solar and wind is that the prices continue to come down. At the same time, the cost of coal continues to skyrocket.
That was Bruce Nillis of the Sierra Club. Learn more about the group's Beyond Coal campaign by visiting our website at btlonline.org.